This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How can we make Eid fun? You know, this is a very interesting question. How can we make our Eid fun? Eid is supposed to be fun. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was heard in his house. For the first time, Abu Bakr was very surprised when he hear, you know, two girls singing and using, you know, duf, which is a musical instrument. It's like a drum. So was angry, and he said, this is like mizmar al-shaytan fi bayti Rasulullah, the voice of the shaytan Rasulullah. Why are you doing this? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hold on, don't scream at them. Let them. It is Eid. Let them have fun. So people will know that we have fun as well in our religion. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give an example of the Jews who used to be his neighbor. And this is very interesting. For me today, when the Prophet told Abu Bakr, let's, so the Jews will also know that we have fun in our, you know, Eid and when we celebrate, I said, let's compare how much we have fun as Muslim in Eid comes comparing to our neighbors in Christmas or in Thanksgiving or in Hanukkah, and like all these Eids that we see around us by other communities, how they can have so much fun, and what about us? I think we should learn how to have fun in that day. And by the way, fun is not only to stuff yourself up with all kind of food from the morning all the way to the night, visiting every family or, you know, or people's house just to eat, and that's about it. And you go into a food coma until next day. That's I think maybe not the best way of having fun and eat. So we need to be more creative. And let me start with this. The fun of Eid starts from Eid prayer. You know what? I hope that my friends and my imam, my colleagues, the imams who give khutbah til Eid, please don't make it sad. This is the day where I start not to tell people, hey, you worshipper of Ramadan, Ramadan is not done, but the worshipper of Allah should continue. Don't make them feel bad, and hey, you guys going to go back to your sin, you're not going to come to the masjid. You know what? We need a good message in Ramadan to thank people for coming to Eid, thank people for fasting. Also, please, in Eid, don't bring the sadness of what's happening in Palestine and Kashmir and, you know, Syria and in Iraq. You know, this is past time. We make dua for them. But every moment, it should be celebrated. The moment should be celebrated. If it's a moment of happiness, it should be a moment of happiness. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with all the problems was happening, you know what was happening during Eid in the Masjid Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Habasha, the Abyssinian young kids, were dancing with their spears and having fun in the masjid. That's in their culture 1,400 years ago. You know, part of the fun that they used to have, new clothes. Even Umar radiallahu anhu, we saw a garment of istabrak, very nice dress in the market. He bought it and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I bought this as a gift so you can wear it in Eid. I love it when I see members of our community come wearing tuxedo, wearing nice, you know, shining shoes and dressed up. You know, this is so beautiful for people to have fun, to express their happiness as long as they follow the Sharia by the way they dress. So please, let's make this a fun day starting from the masjid. Jubair ibn Nufair said that Sahaba used to hug each other and say, Eid, يعني تقبل الله منا منكم صالح الأعمال, may Allah accept from both of us good deeds. You know who also you need to reach out to? Some members of our community who don't have many people to celebrate Eid with, like, you know, converts and people who are single or people who maybe moved to this community because of job or work. A lot of those people by themselves, they need someone just not to give them hug and to say, hey, Eid Mubarak. But after that, during the day, they need to be part of whatever the community or some family celebrating. I give you examples. I love it in our community that we have an Eid prayer, for example, people who dress with costumes. So we have Batman coming making takbir, Allahu Akbar, and we have the kids behind them making takbir as well, or Spider-Man, or, you know, people have fun. We have a brother every year in Eid, he buy gifts for kids and distributed it. Some community, I know one brother in my community, he rent a moonwalk and make a barbecue and, you know, outside his house, and he invite all the neighbors. Muslim and non-Muslims. And they know this is the best cookies on, like, you know, in the neighborhood for free and hot dogs. And they celebrate. They really have fun. And kids come and they do have a lot of activity for adult as well. I know other group people go to a carnival and they organize that. Main events, you know, these kind of places where they have games and activities for adult and for young. Some used to rent Six Flags, like, you know, I remember ICNA used to do that, or maybe still doing that as well, which is something I really appreciate. The point, the community has to put this in their, you know, priority. Let's have fun in Eid. How can we make Eid fun for our community? I know we're tired, we focus on Ramadan, but also that's important. The moment of happiness is as important as the moment of reflections and when our spirituality is high and maybe our tears coming down. Inna huwa adhaka wa abka is the one who brought smiles and tears, who created both situations. And he starts with the smile, adhak. So the laugh, the smile, the good time is something our deen would love to see. I hope this is going to inspire us to start thinking and sharing in social media some of your experience, some of your ideas, how community can have fun in Eid. But I think if we start thinking about it as a priority, as a goal, we will find a way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a very happy Eid for all of you. وَتَقَبَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنَّا وَمِنْكُمْ.